Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening on to the Adventure Mountain Pumpkin on W4CY Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the Adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
This is the Pipe Man here on the Adventures of Pipe Man W4CY Radio, and I'm here with our next guest who has some great new music coming from above me a little bit, you know, all the way through the rest of the United States because I'm all the way at the bottom and up into Canada. So, and one of my favorite places too, by the way, that area of the world. And let's welcome to the show Nicholas from Nova Spey. How are you?
Yes, I'm doing well. Thank you.
So I have a question. I saw something in the description, and I wanted you to explain what it was. So it says you guys are a newcomer to the Quebec Francophone metal scene. Since I'm an American, tell me what the Francophone metal scene is.
The Francophone is a little scene. There's a lot of band in Quebec use English as a way to express themselves, but we chose French. The first reason is more easy for us to write song. This is the only reason. But we think the language, like Rammstein did, the language not the only. There's not one way to express something, and we try to put French in front of the music and try to some people from different places in the world to know there's metal and French can live together.
I love it. That's pretty cool. And you know, I gotta tell you a funny story. Okay, it's for the first time I ever went up to Montreal. I was a huge Devils fan, and it was back in the days when Jacques Lemaire was the coach. And so I was from New Jersey, and in New Jersey, you got Devils fans, but you also have Rangers fans, you also have Islanders fans, you also have Flyers fans, and it's like the Devils fans are the stepchild, even though that's our team. and so I used to get crap all the time for being a Devils fan in my own home state. And then I went to Montreal, and I was wearing a Devil's ski jacket, and, like, everybody loved me there because I was a Devils fan. I thought it was so wild. I was, like, totally in love because...
Martin Brodeur, it was the goalie at this time?
Yes.
I think so, He's a French-Canadian.
you had him, and then you had Jacques Lemaire as the coach.
And probably Claude Lemieux, no?
Yes.
Yep. We love hockey too, as a French Canadian, and the some of the song play at the Montreal Canadian games.
Nice.
And it's something that we're really proud of. We go to the game and just 10 seconds of our song. that last year, the song, one of our song play when the Canadian score goal, that's a big achievement for us.
Nice. I love that. You know, it's funny, and you mentioned Brodeur, who I have a jersey with his name on it, but I was at the Stanley Cup where he actually scored the goal. So that
really?
Was pretty cool.
Nice.
You know, when a goalie scores a goal in the Stanley Cup, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So tell us about your new music. You have this album you've been working on for a while, but of course COVID, you know, kind of got in the way.
Yeah.
And now we finally are going to have a release here coming up on November 12th. So tell us a little bit about the album.
The first album was more experimental, a little bit of prog movement. For this album, we tried to do something metal, straightforward, in-your-face stuff. We work for 2 years. It was supposed to record this album in 2020, May 2020, and that is supposed to be delivered in September. But due to COVID, we delay it, and now is the time. There's some rule in Canada that you don't have in States.
Yeah.
But now we can go out and show off, showing our stuff, do some show with the restriction, but we could do some shows. And this album was really a teamwork. The first one was really each pill worked separately, and we mix it together. But this one is teamwork. We try to be sure that every people love each song and each part of the song, and we try a lot of things to be sure that we want to have a metal album. We want to have the best album that we can do, and I think we have it.
I think you do too, because I was listening to some of it, and it is pretty badass and it's pretty brutal. I love it.
Thank you.
So, yeah, you know, it's been a lot tougher for you guys up there as a band in Canada because your restrictions have been pretty tough, haven't they?
Yeah, they continue with the restriction, a lot of restriction in the bar and every restaurant everywhere. We have to show a pass that we have a vaccine, for both vaccines. That's a problem for some of our fans that don't want to be vaccinated. So there's a problem with this, and people don't want really at the for the first time. But we have a show on November 12th, and it's almost sold out. So
wow,
the people are more confident with the now with the vaccine, and well, everybody is almost vaccinated in Quebec. So I think almost 85%, something like that.
That's great. But, you know, it's great to have live music come back. We've had it come back here a little in the States too. I've been doing coverage for a bunch of festivals, and you know, I just think we need live music. It's the best therapy that we have to get through this thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Live music. I do music to do live music. I love recording stuff, but live music is really the thing I prefer for myself.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, the thing is too, is that, you know, live music brings us all together. And I think I think that's a big reason we're all like attacking each other and all angry, because we don't have that outlet to be able to go and, you know, just get it all out and hang out together and be one family without politics playing a role.
Yeah, and the metal music, I have a big family, and we are a big family. If really the thing we need shows and festivals. I think we're going to have some festival next summer, and it will be great for Canada's metal fans, because we need it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And we need your music, so I'm glad it's coming out here. Tell everybody how they can connect with you on social media, how they can, you know, pre-order now or get the album once it drops on the 12th.
Yeah, 12th, the album will be dropped on Spotify and every platform, and iTunes also. There's a music video will be delivered on 12 also with the new album. So check it out. This will be Sorcière, like a witch. There's a video like is the continuing the continue the second video after Assez. There's three videos that we go out, and this is the second one, Sorcière, will be a great video, I think.
I think it's all great. I love the video. I love your new music, and I hope everybody checks it out, checks you guys out, because you definitely have some brutalness to your metal, which I love, and it's. I think everybody needs to go see you live, too, because I'm sure you guys are badass live.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and thank you for giving us great music, and thank you for being on The Adventures of Pipe Man.
Thank you for listening to The Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.